Nice ball then to Bamford. Bamford just outside the box. First time shot! Oh, what a finish from Patrick Bamford! Rolls the ball beyond the dive of McCarthy.
Here we go with Leeds United. We're gonna give the boys a hand.
Welcome to the official Leeds United podcast with me, Emma Jones, Matthew Lewis, Patrick Bamford and Jermaine Bedford. How are we all, lads?
Yeah, lovely.
Good, thank you.
Jermaine's just sniffing, is that a candle?
It is, from Dalesford. Oh, lovely, by the way.
You're always really normal, and then as soon as we start the podcast, you start doing weird things.
It's because I just notice things that are around me.
We've started really well here, lads. Patrick, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. I'm all right.
You got anything weird in your room that you want to share with us?
No, you can't look at the missus. That is not okay.
I was just scanning the surroundings to see if there was anything weird. There's not. So,
but you have got dinner time in about 45 minutes, so we need to plough on through this because we're recording this of an evening, this podcast. Yeah. Matthew, what time is it over there? In America?
It's all right, actually. It's 20 to 1 in the afternoon, so nice. I can't complain. I just want to know, Pat, I think our listeners would love to know what you're... What are you eating for tea? What do you eat for tea? What does a Premier League footballer eat for tea? What should people who want to lose weight and get fit eat for tea?
I'm having a side of quinoa with salad, chicken breast with pesto, and this lovely like dressing, which is really healthy.
Wow.
And then is the dessert after it?
No, don't have dessert. It's an athlete.
Well, that's a lie. So what are you having?
I'm having pie and potatoes and gravy.
Yes!
Thank you.
Love it.
And I might even have a dessert. I don't know.
Oh, do you know what? I bet you've got some decent desserts in your fridge as well. Because do you remember when they had the Easter egg chat and your Easter eggs just absolutely blew ours out of the water, didn't they?
Yeah.
You had like the marble M&S collection or something.
The whole collection.
M&S greatest trifle. I've seen that in the fridge.
Be able to cover your ears now.
The greatest trifle.
Yeah, it looks nice. I haven't tried it yet, but it does look good.
Oh. Is it the greatest trifle?
It's M&S's greatest ever trifle. And so is their pie, actually. It's the best, greatest pie ever from M&S.
Is that the one you've got tonight?
Are you getting sponsored?
It sounds like it, yeah.
You know the M&S voiceover where they do, it's not just da-da-da. That's definitely going to be you next, Pat, in it. That's what you're looking for here.
Oh, we'll see if they listen to this.
Go on, let's hear you try it.
Go on, go on, give it a go.
What do they say?
Say it's not just pie and potatoes, it's M&S pie and potatoes.
Yeah, go
that's
on.
What I want to hear.
Give us the drill.
This is not just any size. Right, you can't just interrupt me.
No, come on, be a bit seductive, mate. Think Nigella Lawson,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, microwave.
This is not just any trifle. This is M&S's greatest trifle.
Oh, the look as well. The look on it
chills.
For me.
What do you reckon? Career in acting, maybe?
No.
Voiceover work, maybe.
Obviously, who am I to comment, but I don't think you've got the job.
Right, okay.
Scandalous.
Should we scrap the podcast off and just do practices of this for Patrick then? Yeah, this gig? Because this is all we've done for 5 minutes and we've got loads to get through today because, like we mentioned last week, we've been asking about your request for the Premier League Hall of Fame. We asked you which Leeds players you thought should be considered. Jermaine, fully expecting you to have found a way to shoehorn yourself in here. That's a yes.
No, I haven't.
Oh,
I've been
well
sensible.
Done.
I've been sensible.
I'm impressed.
I put myself on the subs bench, reserves.
Criteria, did they have to have played four Leeds in the Premier League or just played four Leeds and also in the Premier League?
Oh, hang on. The producer's just messaged to say the latter.
The latter. So have played for Leeds and also at some point in the Premier League.
In the Premier League.
All right. Well, there you go.
You happy with that, Jermaine?
No.
There we go.
Now are you putting yourself in?
I was going to.
Yeah. And we've got a bit of a different guest on this week. Rugby union star Maro Itoje is going to drop by for a quick chat. Looking forward to finding out a bit more about Maro and how life as a rugby player compares to that of a footballer a bit later on. But first, we'll make this quick, shall we, boys? Because Jermaine's already looking at his watch now. The Brighton game. Matt, just talk us through it from the Orlando White's perspective.
Why did you have to come to me?
Because you talked for the longest.
Yeah.
It was bad, wasn't it? It was terrible.
Oh, sorry, Matt.
I mean, come on.
I agree.
It wasn't a good game. It was a bad day at the office from start to finish. We were tired. We couldn't really string our passes together. We never got going. Brighton, for their worth, they played well. They're a well-organised team. They're massive. You can bleep that out. They're so big, aren't they? Like Land of the Giants for some of you lot being out there.
Yeah, they are
ridiculous.
Huge.
They shouldn't be allowed to play football. And it was just like, you know, it was hard work. I didn't enjoy it from start to finish. Right, someone else now.
Pat, did you enjoy it?
No.
Shock.
Yeah, it was one of them where it was, I think the last few games kind of took their toll on the team. And not just like physically, but I think mentally drained. Like, especially when I came off and was watching, like, we didn't look like our usual selves and just looked a yard off it and just looked tired, to be honest.
You know, when you have a game like that, I imagine that the feeling afterwards is a bit down. You feel a bit downtrodden. But does that kind of help you with the next game in a weird way?
Personally, yeah. I feel like when you have a game like that, you kind of bust in to get back out there. And you just want to like get back on the kind of good run again and play a match like how you're supposed to play it, not like that.
Speaking to the pair here, like, have you had? I mean, obviously, I've seen it many times, but when the whole team's just not firing, do you know quite early on you're like, this just isn't our day today? Like when the whole team's just not with it, do you notice that quite early on?
Yeah.
But there's nothing really you can do about it because you know that everybody's trying. It's just not your day. But the good thing is, we as Leeds United fans, we don't usually have too many bad games, bad days in a row. So, you know, you kind of take it on the chin. And you say, look, we've been dealt a bad hand today. Let's just move forward, move on. And the next game comes around pretty quickly. And you just get on with it and get over it.
Do you think, Patrick, as well, because, you know, the intensity of April, because of the games that you'd played against the teams at the top of the table, is it in some ways difficult to, when you look at where Brighton are, to get yourself up for that game after you've had such an intense run of fixtures?
I don't think it's about getting yourself up for the game, like specifically against Brighton. I think it's more the fact that you've put everything into the last four games. You played out the four games, as Matty said, one's a Yorkshire derby, then you're playing Liverpool, Man United and Man City. You're putting so much into that. Like, you're concentrating so much in the weeks building up to them games, and they're all so close together that then when you've kind of got through that period, there's almost like that. You take a deep breath and it's subconsciously, I reckon, you're just like kind of worn out.
Yeah, without, a little bit of mental fatigue.
Yeah, without even realizing it. And without, and when you go into the next game, you're probably not even thinking, I'm spent here. But then when the match turns out like that, it's kind of apparent.
do you fly or get the coach when it's that far away?
Oh, we flew, thank God. Imagine having a five and a half hour journey back.
Well, that would have given you an excuse at least, but no, fine.
Yeah, no excuse.
Right, he's trying to help you out. Wow.
what were Marcelo Bielsa's thoughts? What's he said to you since that game?
We analysed it all yesterday. He just said he wanted to get it all out of the way, like done and dusted, so we can concentrate on Spurs. There were things that we didn't do right. We didn't move enough. We didn't attack the way we wanted to. We didn't defend the way we wanted to. So pretty much you could sum it up by just saying nothing went the way we planned.
Yeah. And I suppose there's kind of, you know, if it's look at silver linings, like the fact is that it was kind of, you know, we were at the races. You know, it was a bad day at the office for us. It wasn't as if like Brighton had completely outplayed us, so there's something to worry about, alarm bells. It's just like we just had a bad day and then we were our own worst enemy and we won't be next week, so it's all right, isn't it? Yeah. I suppose that's a better way to look at it.
Mm.
Right. I feel like, are we done on that?
Yes.
It was suitably dour enough. Like, we're all very contrite about it and we'll be better next week.
I'm ready to move on to the next game.
Yeah?
Ditto.
Yeah.
Excellent. Right. Let's talk about this then in happier news. Yeah. As I mentioned earlier, we've had loads of comments from listeners about which Leeds players from the Premier League era they would put forward for the Premier League's Hall of Fame. Are you ready for these, lads, these suggestions?
Yes, absolutely.
So Marcus Thorpe has tweeted to say Lucas Radebe for the Hall of Fame would have easily walked into any back four in the whole Premier League and even Europe. Class act off the pitch too.
Chief.
There are nods of agreement across the Zoom call right now.
No brainer, that one.
Yeah. All agreed. Next one. Yep. David Cummings got in touch saying Gary McAllister, Strachan, Batty, Viduka, surely all candidates for the Hall of Fame.
All candidates, certainly. I mean, you're gonna have to really scrape the barrel to find someone I'm gonna say no to. Just FYI. So, yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Let's see if Carol can go even better. Carol Newton's got in touch to say, my Premier League legends would be Gary Speed. Loads of shouts for Gary Speed, actually, and mm-hmm. Lucas Radebe. Current team are going to be remembered as legends in years to come too. A fantastic era for Leeds United and history in the making. I don't think we can argue with Gary Speed, obviously, or Radebe, or the entirety of this team, really, can we, lads?
Nope. Gary Speed was also, like, just stayed in the Premier League for years, didn't he? Even when he wasn't at Leeds, he was playing, just stayed up at that level for such a long time and seemed like one of the nice guys of footy. So, yeah, another no-brainer for me.
Yes, he's going in. He's going in. Neil Griffin and Daniel both suggested Tony Yeboah, with Daniel saying, Yeboah in the Premier League Hall of Fame, even just for the fact he was a one-man goal of the season competition. What are we saying?
His finishes were unbelievable, but I don't know if that's enough to
force him. He didn't play a lot, did he?
Yeah, I know, that's what I mean. But there's no taking away from his rocket of a right foot.
Yeah, it's a yes from me.
Is it a yes from you, Jermaine?
Shock. Of course it's a yes.
Is there a limit here? How big is this hall?
It's a squad.
Yeah, I know. Right now, it's a pretty big hall, isn't it?
It's Bex's house. It's Bex's West Wing.
Right, shall we induct then our very first player into the official Leeds United Podcast Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who is our very first inductee, boys?
Alioski. Oh, sorry, my bad.
Let's get him on and see his celebration, shall we?
I don't think many people would disagree, just for the off-field antics.
Do you know what? I've got a story from the weekend, but you're gonna have to cut it out.
We'll try us first. Let's see.
Tell us anyway, and then the listeners will know whether it got cut out or not. Yeah, it got cut out.
Oh, that is painful.
So there we go. There's our first inductee to the... I'm joking.
It can't be.
So, lads, how do you want to do this? Do you want to nominate someone, or do you think we can all agree on one person based on the list that we've been sent in?
I mean, Lucas Radebe is sort of my pick, but then because we've mentioned Gary Speed, should we give it to Gary Speed?
Can we get two in, do you think? I know the producer will probably say no, but should we induct two?
Yeah, because it's the first one, I think so.
Yeah.
I think
it's only right. On this occasion, let's get two.
We've got a yes. We've got a yes.
Fantastic. So Lucas Radebe and Gary Speed are the first two. Yeah?
Yes.
Absolutely. Both for their on-the-field skills and off-the-field legendary behaviour.
Yeah, 100%.
It's going to clap then. Well done. There we go. We have crowned the very first two inductees of the official Leeds United Podcast Hall of Fame. Right then, as I mentioned before, let's welcome Maro Itoje to the podcast. Hello, Maro. You're right.
Hello. How are you guys?
We're good, thank you. How are you? You okay?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very well.
Well, first of all, you're on a Leeds United podcast. A, how does that feel? B, how did this happen?
That's a very good question. I'm not really too sure.
Because you're an Arsenal fan, is that right?
I'm an Arsenal fan, yeah.
Why?
And
why?
it's not easy, but you know, you just have to find a way. Once you've put your stake in the ground, you can't really move.
That's a fair point.
Fair enough. Obviously, you know, this is a football podcast, but you, Maro, are a superstar in the world of rugby union. What is it like being a superstar in that world? How does it compare almost to being a footballer? Are there many similarities?
Well, I guess there will be a number of similarities in terms of like the training, in terms of like the mental stresses, slightly different physical nature to it, but also the physical demands on body. But also footballers is a lot more public recognition and all that kind of stuff, which as a rugby player, even though, you know, you can be, you know, fairly recognizable, you can still, you know, be fairly incognito in a lot of places, which is nice.
I was going to say, do you consider that a bit of a blessing that you can play the sport you love, but you don't necessarily get people hounding you everywhere?
Yeah, I think it is a blessing. Like, don't get me wrong, you still have a bit of it, but it's nowhere near to the same degree or level what I imagine it is for, you know, top level footballers.
Speaking of the comparisons between the two sports, you trained a bit with Arsenal, is that right?
So before the World Cup last year, I spent about 2 weeks training at the facilities in London Colney, Arsenal training ground. I didn't get an invite from the Leeds training ground, so I had to make my way.
We can see to that. Yeah, we can make that happen. Were the players in and around at the same time, the Arsenal squad? Were they
So the first team was weren't around, but the academy were there.
What did they make of having you there? Were you like way fitter than they were, way stronger and all the rest?
I would like to think I was a lot stronger than them. They were about 18, 17 year olds, so they weighed about 60 kilos or whatever, so I hope I was stronger than them. To be fair, they'll probably like run me ragged if I was trying to chase them. Those guys look quick and fit, so they'll probably have me with regards to the run aspect of it.
Because Pat used to play a bit of rugby union. What position do you reckon he used to play?
Let me just show you my physical stature before you decide. Go on. What position?
It's hard to tell from your body shape. Okay, I think I'm going to go rogue here.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You're either like a winger or you're a prop.
Not a prop.
Neither. You're a prop because some people, they're a bit chubbier when they're younger and they just end up in a prop. You look as if you're chubby when you're younger.
He was.
Yeah, you've got yourself into, you know, a bit slimmer sort of shape.
Marrow, you are welcome on this podcast anytime.
Were you a chubby prop, Pat?
I've got to be honest, no, I wasn't. I was stick.
Were you a marshmallow? One leg.
I was a fly half, if just in case you were wondering. I was a fly half.
Can you see that? Can you see that in him? A fly half.
I, now that you said it, I can see it.
I was basically like Dan Carter at 14. I think.
Wow, that's quite the claim.
Yeah, I heard it a few times. No, it was terrible.
Oh, Marrow, aren't you pleased that you joined us today?
I told you, it's my pleasure.
But you did used to play football yourself, though, right, when you were younger?
I did. I wasn't very good. I was probably as good as Patrick was at rugby.
I thought you were going to say football.
I mean, it's been a tough couple of weeks, but geez.
Marrow, out of interest, what gives you more pleasure? Scoring a try or absolutely smashing someone in a tackle?
Can I answer that? I reckon it's absolutely levering somebody. Just going through them and seeing them fold in half.
Like a picture.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely right, Jermaine. Especially because I don't really score tries. Scoring tries is not my job. So whenever I do, it's a bit of a novelty rather than something that I actually do on a regular basis. So, and my tries aren't normally pretty either.
So, I'll tell you what, that answers my question.
Marrow, you know, we can hear you're in a gym environment, like you said.
Somebody's getting folded in half in the background.
Yeah. I feel like we need to clear up for the listener here that you are in a safe environment, whatever is going on in the background there.
Yeah, there's some people moving stuff, but I can guarantee I am safe.
Marrow Toje, thank you so much for joining us on the official Leeds United podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure to get your insight. So thank you very much for having me.
And I look forward to be welcome to a Leeds game soon. I'll be chilling with Patrick and Gervais.
Absolutely.
Hopefully I'll be on the pitch. I'm not going to lie, I hope I'm on the pitch.
Yeah, that's where Marrow will be. Thank you.
Cheers, guys. All the best. Take care.
Thank you very much for that, boys. Patrick, best of luck against Spurs at the weekend.
Thank you. Well, I thought you were going to say best of luck with dinner.
Yeah, and that as well. It'll be cold by the time you get to it.
Or burnt.
Yeah.
It better not be.
You enjoy your pie and trifle. Lads, thank you so much. And thank you for tuning in for another episode of the official Leeds United podcast. We can see that the audience is growing week in, week out here in the UK and overseas. And we love all of your comments. So please do keep them coming in using the hashtag LUFCpod. We'll be back next week. See you then, lads.
Bye.
Bex out. We are so proud.